Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Kingdom in Gathering Online Church. This is your host, Apostle Lynetta Hare. We are live in the great city of Detroit. Here it is, the first day that the Lord has made in the year 2016. And we are really excited to be back with you in this glorious day, and this happy new year, this blessed new year. This morning I want to share with you several different things that we will be embracing in 2017 of the Lord and Savior this year. So I want you to join with us by grabbing your Bible, a journal, something to write with, and something to write on. I want to start out this morning with releasing a blessing upon you and your household. Amen. So, beloved, as we have stepped into this new year, I stand in the name of Jesus, the shepherd of your soul, to bless you with the blessings of the heavens above and the fruitfulness of the earth, that you have stepped into establishment. You have stepped into victory. You have stepped into elevation. You have stepped into excellence. You have stepped into empowerment. You have stepped into expansion. And Jehovah God, who has brought you to the beginning of this year, will also cause you to see the end of the year. Affliction will not rise a second time. And that which rose against you in 2016 will bow before you in 2017. Amen, 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 amen. Shalom on that. Oh, beloved, I want to share with you several declarations, decrees, and prayers as we jumpstart 2017 here on the Kingdom in Gathering Church. This is our virtual online church. For those who have joined with us over the last 3 years, we continue to pray that God will bless you. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you. You will be inspired, and you will be empowered by our program in the name of Jesus. Amen. That on this day also, beloved, I pray blessings. I want to release some blessing on you on this first day of the year. I bless your life in 2017 in the name of Jesus. I bless your family. I bless your home. I bless your marriage. I bless your household. I bless your going out and coming in. I bless you with generational blessing. I bless you with health. I bless you with healing. I bless you with salvation. I bless you with blind eyes open. I bless you with abundant life. I bless you with righteousness. I bless you with wealth and riches. I bless you with peace, joy, wisdom, might, power, glory. I bless 52 weeks, 12 months, 365 days, 8,765 hours, 525,600 minutes in 2007. Amen. 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 We're excited as we embrace, as we move forward in 2017. A prophetic word for you in 2017, as you make God the center of your life. He will make you lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside the still waters. When trials come your way, the presence of the Lord will comfort you. He will turn your place of defeat into be your source of victory. Victory. Victory is yours in 2017. Beloved, the number 17 represents victory. So as you walk in 2017, as you move forward in 2017, you walk in victory, beloved. That God is going to do amazing things in your life in 2017. You will be victorious. You will operate in complete victory. Hallelujah. So in the Bible, that number 17, it symbolizes complete victory for you. And so as we heard the word of the Lord, you will embrace, you will experience greater victory in 2017, divine victory in 2017. 2017 is your year of victory, amen, that you will have, and you will experience overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Look at Romans 8:37, beloved. I will give you various scriptures, and we have one key verse that I will share with you as we go forth today here on Kingdom In Gathering Online Church. That's why I want you to grab your Bible and grab a journal and scripture. It's something to write with as you will embrace the scriptures, that we will saturate our spirits, our hearts, our minds in the Word of God. To know, beloved, victory is always refuses to stop fighting, who refuses to stop persevering, who refuses to stop pressing their way forward. Just to know, beloved, your past successes, they lead you to your next victory. So just stand on the word of God. And so we give thanks for the Lord bringing us and crossing us over into the new year, that we have had the privilege to see the new year up to this point. And so proclaim with us Psalms 24, verse 8 and 9, over the gates of this season, of the gates of this season of victory, this season of new beginning, this season of new revelation, and declare that you and your household will see this year end well for you, a victorious year. That this is also a year of spiritual maturity in 2017. That we are in this season of the word, the scripture, that the Lord will have us engage with his word on a more intimate and a more frequent level, so that the word will be so deeply rooted in our lives, guiding every one of our conversations, creating or destroying things to come, bringing life or death in situation, depending on how we speak. Deliberately set aside time on a daily basis, scripture with regard to your life, your family, your occupation, your business, your career, your redemptive purpose, the gates of society you are connected to. 365 days, 12 months, 8,640 hours, over 525 1,000 minutes, beloved. So let us stand on the word. Let us read the word of God. Study the word. Meditate, memorize, creed, declare, confess, and pray the word of God over your life as you're moving forward in 2017. So as we declare and we decree and we prophesy, we thank God for giving us victory over every challenge, and that we are stepping into greater glory we haven't experienced before. And in this coming year, may the Lord order your steps and grant you wisdom to make right decisions. And we will definitely make it through 2017 by God's grace, by God's unmerited favor in our lives, that this is a season of spiritual maturity and spiritual growth. God's grace and mercy, which are new every day, that as we stand on spiritual values and virtues and victory, victory is ours in the name of Jesus. Beloved, we are truly excited as we are releasing this prophetic word upon your life, that you would come every Sunday and throughout the week and listen over to the word of God here on Kingdom In Gathering Church online services. Online services that the word of God to your heart is speak into your spirit. That as we praise God for the gift of life and for all the wonderful work He has done in our lives, His goodness and His mercy has preserved us and brought us to this day and to this time and to this season. As we are moving forward into the new year triumphantly, amen, that we release and we let go and we cast our burdens on the Lord, and He shall sustain us, and He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Trust the Lord, beloved, with all your heart, and there will be no room for worry. Amen. And that may the weight of His glory be upon us. Hallelujah. Lord, show us your glory. As we declare, we rejoice by faith and anticipation of God turning around every news contrary to our joy. And with God by our side, there is hope for the future, and we shall break forth with joy and with laughter. Hallelujah. Oh yes, beloved, this is the year of victory. This is the year of divine victory. This is the year of complete victory manifesting in our lives, manifesting in your life today, beloved. And so I want to share with you in this remaining time, we're going to be looking at the number 17 biblical principles for victory and success in our lives in 2017. That's why you want to grab a journal and a pen, because you want to capture and write down these virtues, write down these values as we embrace and as we experience victory in 2017. Beloved, in 2017, the Lord will cause you to break forth like the bursting out of great waters, and you shall rise to your place of prominence in 27, oh, glory to His name. I pray this is catching your heart and catching your spirit, beloved, what the Lord is speaking to us in this time and in this season, that as we are given victory over every situation, every challenge, every trial, that we can say, thanks be to God in Christ Jesus, who causes us to be triumphant. Yes, beloved, who causes us to be triumphant, that we can boldly say we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So we walk in victory today. There is our boldness, beloved, that we can stand on the word. We can confess the word. We can decree the word in Jesus' name. Oh, it's an exciting time in this season, beloved. This first day of the new year, January the 1st, that your faith in God will cause you to do exploits. And though many have come ahead of you, you will finish on time. That's right, beloved. Your faith, that's one of the virtues. Amen. So as we cry out for victory, these 12 months, 365 days, that we walk in victory in Christ Jesus. That in 2017, beloved, God will elevate you in the sight of your enemies. He'll prepare a table for you in the presence of those who despise you. His favor will cause you to stand before kings and great men. 2017, your year of victory. Let that saturate in your spirit, in your heart, that you are victorious in Christ Jesus. So as we look at these 17 biblical principles for victory and success in your life in 2017, we're going to spend the month of January going over these 17 principles. We don't want to rush through. We want you to make sure you're coming back throughout this month as we pray, as we preach, as we teach, as we prophesy over your life, beloved, that you will experience the manifestation of what God is speaking to your spirit in 2017. I want you to know that those spiritual weapons for you to use in 2017, God's spiritual weapons, beloved, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God, that you are walking in divine victory, complete victory, that you are walking, beloved, in greater victory in 2017. I don't know about you, beloved, but I am excited about what God will be doing in 2017 in my life, the ministry he's entrusted, the business that God has blessed me with, my family, my community, my city, my nation. So I invite you to take this journey, 17, here on Kingdom In Gathering Church online services. Amen, amen, amen. And so let me give you the 17 principles that we will be sharing with you in the next several weeks. This is a series, beloved. As we shared in 2016, of going back to the Bible. Back to the Bible. Authentic discipleship. So we want to be able to train and equip and prepare and activate you and release you the work of the ministry, the work of Christ. Amen. And so the first biblical principle that I want you to write down is trust in God. Trust in God. We will spend time with that. We know in Proverbs 3, 4, 5, and 6, the word of the Lord says, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. So next week we'll be looking at trust in God. Amen. Let me give them all to you. Our time is coming to a close, and I want to make sure you write all 17 down. As I said, number one, trust in God. Number two, humility. Number three, confession and repentance. Number four, integrity. Number five, courage. Number six, fellowship. Number seven, kindness. Number eight, goodness. Number nine, thankfulness. Number 10, joy. Number 11, self-control. Number 12, wisdom. Number 13, faithfulness. Number 14, prayer and meditation. Number 15, number 16, giving. And number 17, love. Those are the 17 biblical principles for victory and success in 2017. Oh, beloved, if we just follow these biblical principles, if we implement them in our lives in 2017, we know victory and success are ours. Think about that. These 17 biblical principles for us to weigh in our lives, to implement in our lives, to meditate on, to study, to confess, to decree, declare, to pray. Those were eight different points of action, beloved, that I want you to write as well. In case you didn't write them down, I want to give them to you real quick. Pertaining to the Word of God, as I said, in 2017, this is the time for you to saturate your heart and your spirit with the Word of God. Number one, study the Word. Amen. Number two, read the Word. All I can say, one is read it. Number two is study it. Number three is meditate on the Word. Number four is memorize the Word. Number five, declare the Word. Six, decree the Word. Seven, confess the Word over your life. And number eight, pray the Word, beloved. Oh, I'm excited about these 17 biblical principles of success and how we're going to put the power of the Word, the power of the Bible to work in our lives in 2017. You don't want to miss what God will be doing, beloved. I encourage you also, go and listen to this message multiple times, beloved, as we take this journey in 2017. And so, as we look at this passage of Scripture, each of our sessions of this series are being recorded for you to go back, for you to listen in, for you to share, for you to download, for you to post on your social media pages, because someone else will need to hear this message as well, beloved. So you as the listener, you're going to gain biblical insight on how to incorporate these specific biblical principles to your life. That as you listen in, as you hear, through your spiritual ears, that you will be strengthened. You will experience strength and hope in regards to each topic, each core value, each virtue, that you will have victory. So the goal is to take you from an empowering understanding of the Bible by addressing scriptural point and principle throughout each session to help you reflect personally as to how this information applies to you and to empower you to live a life that is full and meaningful. So as I said, in principle number one, trust in God. Whether it's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4 through 6, Isaiah 40, 31, Romans 8, 28, or your favorite scripture or life verse, trusting in God is at the heart of our relationship with God, trusting Him completely through the challenges and storms of life. That's right, beloved. That's biblical principle number one, trusting God for us to live a victorious life in 2017. A complete life in victory. A greater life in victory. As you gather here on this virtual sanctuary, as you gather with us in this virtual online church experience, take it not for granted, beloved. I want to encourage you to go back to my previous blog program that you can find 24/7 at www.blogtalkradio.com/thenewvoice. And beloved, you will be blessed and you will be strengthened by the message, by the sermon, by the teaching, by the prophetic word that's been released over 2016. And you can go in at no cost, 24/7. I want to encourage you to do that. So as we go forth, as we're moving forth, trusting in God, you will experience a greater level, a greater intimacy and communion with God in 2017. Amen, amen. I'm just thanking God that we had this opportunity on this first day of 2017 to share with you as we move forward victoriously in 2017. Just want to highlight a few things that will be coming up that you can be a part of in 2017, our 2017 calendar for the month of January. This coming Wednesday, we will kick off our Jumpstart Prayer Boot Camp. If you are interested in being a part of the Prayer Boot Camp training, you can email us at globalprayerforce1000@gmail.com. That's globalprayerforce1000@gmail.com. Amen. And then on January the 7th, that's Saturday, January the 7th, we will have our Jumpstart Your New Year with Good Success workshop and seminar live in the city of Detroit. And you can go to our Facebook page, and it will be posted, the link, the information on how you can register. It is a nominal cost, which will include coaches, instruction, materials, as well as refreshments for a nominal cost. And so you can go to our Facebook page, and we have the link, our website link, as well as you can go to Global Prayer Force, the number 1000@gmail.com, and receive information there of what's going on in 2017, the month of January. We have some exciting things We don't want you to miss. Those are the two things that are coming up this month, that's coming up this week in particular. We have several more things in the month of January that you want to go to our website and get that information, download, be led by the Holy Spirit, mark your calendar accordingly. You do not want to miss all of our upcoming virtual workshops, seminars, our online services. Many of you joined with us when we did our 12 hours of virtual prayer on Friday the 30th, 12 hours of prayer, praise, and prophecy summit. We were able to bless many across the country, and we want you to continue to be a part of what we are doing. We appeal to you to become a pillar of hope with the ministry. You can do that through our secure PayPal account. That's paypal.com. And our email address is faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. Become a partner of hope in 2017. You can give your tithes and your offerings through this ministry, beloved. And so this year, we want you to be victorious in your finances, in your wealth and riches will dwell in your household, beloved, in the name of Jesus. And then coming Monday, January the 9th, we will have our mentoring and coaching program. This is a 12-month training and development in life management and business management and business development. You want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth through our mentoring, coaching, entrepreneurship training program. You're going to be blessed. We will be posting additional information on that as well. And then on January the 21st through the 28th, we are collaborating with Wise Women of Wealth Global Enterprises with a summit and retreat in Jamaica, man. And so this is a jumpstart conference on personal and professional development. So I'm saying to you, invest in yourself. Invest in your success. Invest in your future. Invest in your victory. And we want you to be a part so you can still register. You can still get more details through our Facebook page, through our LinkedIn page, and through our website and our email. You can go to Wise Women of Wealth, the number 1000 at gmail.com, amen, or faithatworkmissions@gmail.com as well. And so, beloved, we have come to the close of our time with you this morning here on Kingdom in Gathering Online Church Service. We pray that you will continue to take this journey with us as we continue to share with you the 17 biblical principles for victory and success in 2017. Amen, amen, amen. And so we come to the close of this dynamic time. We continue to pray that the blessings of the Lord will make us be rich, will make us be wealthy without toiling and without sorrow. That is my prayer for you in 2017. I encourage you to go to my Facebook page as well as our group page, Global Mission Prayer Force, and join with us as we post, as we share with you, as we speak blessings over everyone that is listening to this Blog Talk Radio. I speak a blessing of hope, a blessing of God's peace and prosperity and provision and protection over you throughout this glorious year, 2017. Receive what the Lord has for you. And so, beloved, remember this. When you praise God and lift up your hands in thanksgiving, you create an atmosphere for the presence of God. And where the presence of God is, there is liberty. There is freedom. There is justice. I declare liberty in every area of your life. I declare that you are victorious in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Go in peace. We look forward to you being back with us next Sunday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we walk in victory in Jesus' name. Just remember, thanks be to God in Christ Jesus, who causes us to be victorious, who causes us triumphant. In Jesus' name, go in peace. Shalom, shalom.